This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in Colossians chapter 1 today, and we're going to be picking it up in verse 11. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Paul in this passage moves to expose a heresy that had come into the Colossian church. It was actually a heresy of a forerunner of Gnosticism. Now, that's a great big word, but basically that means in a group that believed in accumulation of knowledge. But Paul is pointing out that knowledge in itself, well, that's empty. To be worth anything, it must actually lead to a changed life, actually lead to a right living. Paul's prayer for the Colossians here has two dimensions, that they might understand what God wants, and that they might also have the power to do what God wants. You see, knowledge isn't merely to be accumulated. It should give us direction for living. Paul the Apostle wanted the Colossians to be wise, but to use their knowledge, and knowledge of God is not a secret that only a few can discover. It's open to everyone. God wants us to not only learn more about Him, but also live more with Him. Let's read from the beginning so we can get some context today. Paul wrote, Paul, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger, and from brother Timothy, the faithful Christian brothers, God's people in the city of Colossae. May God our Father shower you with blessings and fill you with His great peace. Whenever we pray for you, we always begin by giving thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard how much you trust the Lord and how much you love His people. And you are looking forward to the joys of heaven, and have been ever since the gospel first was preached to you. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world and changing lives everywhere, just as it changed yours that first day you heard it and understood about God's great kindness to sinners. Epaphras, verse 7, our much-loved fellow worker, was the one who brought you this good news. He is Jesus Christ's faithful slave, here to help us in your place. And he's the one who has told us about the great love for others which the Holy Spirit has given you. So ever since we first heard about you, we kept on praying and asking God to help you understand what He wants you to do, asking Him to make you wise above spiritual things, and asking that the way you live will always please the Lord and honor Him, so that you will always be doing good, kind for others, while all the time you're learning to know God better and better. Then picking it up in verse 11, he says, we are praying too that you will be filled with His mighty glorious strength so that you can keep going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord and always thankful to the Father who has made us fit to share all the wonderful things that belong to those who live in the kingdom of light. Paul prayed that these believers would get stronger. He uses the language in the original, with all might, he said. That's the word dunamis. That's where we get our word dynamite. Today it seems that we have really left the concept and the teaching in the Word of God of God's desire that we be strong. I guess today our tendency in society, and yes, frankly, even in the greater church, is to excuse ourselves from all the calls in Scripture for strength. We tend to excuse ourselves from these calls for strength, claiming exemption is due to us due to one matter or another. This problem is so widespread that it has vastly left the greater church weak and crippled, impotent even, according to the might of His glory, says the original text. The power that is available to us, you see, is not according to our need or even according to our own capacity to absorb it, but it's according to His ability to supply. Now, there's a big difference between giving out of and according to His riches. This says according to. See, if you're in desperate need and a millionaire gives you a check for $100, well, he's giving out of His riches. However, if you're in need and he gives you a signed check and tells you to fill in the amount that you need, well, then he's giving you according to His riches. We are strengthened unto or to exercise every kind of endurance and patience. And further, we're to do so according to this with joy. Now, perhaps you're just saying, well, that's all fine and dandy, but if you only knew what I'm going through, you'd understand why I have no joy. But I want to ask you then, in reply to that, how big is your God? The word patience in the Greek herein is made up of two words that literally mean to remain under. Paul knew what it meant to stay under a difficult situation, because time and time again, he would be in a severe trial, a difficult tribulation, and he would still manifest, incredulously, patience and long-suffering. I mean, he didn't just go sit out the game until his difficulties went away. There's an old phrase in sports that we all know. It says, play through the pain.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.